The Missouri River is the longest river in the United States, flowing over 2,300 miles from its headwaters in the Rocky Mountains at Three Forks, Montana, to its confluence with the Mississippi River at St. Louis, Missouri. Flowing right through the heartland, the Missouri River is a vital resource to the region and the nation. This season, we will hear stories of how the Missouri River was tamed into the river it is today and the future that lies within its muddy waters.
The Missouri River has always been a challenging system. It's a very large system.
Just in general, I think the Missouri River, it demands respect.
Welcome to the Core Chronicles, where we bring you the stories of the Heartland. In this episode, we will introduce the life and legacy of the Sergeant Floyd, the Kansas City District's infamous towboat.
Travis Rayfield, I'm the District Commander and District Engineer for the Kansas City District U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
Dane Morris, Program Manager for Navigation Restoration on the Missouri River.
My name is Heather Shaughnessy, and I'm in the River Engineering Section with the Kansas City District.
So I went by Jerry Adams, but my real name was Gerald Adams. It was 1968, February of 68, I hired on with the Corps of Engineers as a draftsman. June of 75, I decided to come back, and the only position they had open was the National Bicentennial Director, and that job was given to the Kansas City District because of the Sergeant Floyd.
So the tugboat was the Sergeant Floyd. Do you know any of the history of the Sergeant Floyd?
Oh, you ask a dangerous question now.
The Sergeant Floyd was first launched in 1932 as a towboat used for light towing, survey, and inspection work by the Missouri River Division of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The vessel was named after an engineer soldier who accompanied Meriwether Lewis and William Clark on their infamous expedition westward.
The Sergeant Floyd was built in Jeffersonville, Indiana in 1923, and it was about 300 feet long and about 30 foot wide. It stood three stories tall. So the Sergeant Floyd was made as an inspection boat. Along with the dredges, you had attending vessels.
Running from 1933 to 1975, the Sergeant Floyd was also equipped with staterooms, which would house dignitaries that toured the Missouri River to inspect the work of the Kansas City District. One dignitary in particular was known for having a specific request when he stayed aboard the Sergeant Floyd.
That was the same room that Harry Truman slept in. When he came back, he would want to go out and do an inspection on the river and just relax and visit with the district, and he would sleep on there. And there was a water cooler on the back deck by the door that went out onto the veranda, and the water cooler had a door cut in the side, and that's where the refrigerator was. It kept things cool. And if you ever, well, as you find old timers like me, that door was cut in there so they could put bottles of whiskey in there for Harry Truman. Because at 4 o'clock every day, if you've ever read Harry Truman's biography, at 4 o'clock every day, Harry Truman had a little glass of branch water. Branch, like a little creek branch. That was whiskey. That was a euphemism for whiskey.
The Sergeant Floyd worked on the Missouri River until 1975. The next year, the vessel was used as a floating bicentennial exhibit for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The Kansas City District's own Jerry Adams was at the helm of the floating exhibit and toured the country as the National Bicentennial Director.
June of 75, I decided to come back, and the only position they had open was the National Bicentennial Director, and that job was given to the Kansas City District because of the Sergeant Floyd.
For 18 months, the Sergeant Floyd toured inland and intercoastal waterways of the United States.
It went 22,000 miles in 18 months. It went up and down the Missouri from the headwaters of the Missouri all the way down at Sioux City, where the lowest point is on there. We went up and down the Mississippi. We went up and down the Yazoo. We went up and down the Red River. We went on the intercoastal waterways down to Brownsville, Texas. We went down the intercoastal waterways down into Florida. We went up the Apalachicola, the Chattahoochee. We went all up into Georgia on those rivers. We went up the Ohio River. We went up the Monongahela at Pittsburgh.
The Sergeant Floyd attracted visitors from far and wide during the bicentennial tour.
We went every place. We went little bitty rivers. We went to places where the town may be 1,500 and we would see 5,000 people that day. So they would come from far and wide in the rural areas because the Sergeant Floyd was the only traveling bicentennial exhibit that went into the rural areas.
The Sergeant Floyd played a significant role in the history of navigation on the Missouri River and the story of the United States. Decommissioned in 1983, the Sergeant Floyd is now a permanent museum exhibit located at the Sioux City Public Museum in Sioux City, Iowa. Next week, we will look at how current operations on the Missouri River are shaping the future of the big money. This has been Core Chronicles, Stories from the Heartland.